Merton Hostel residents treated like animals. The 11 residents of Amity Hostel in Wimbledon, South London, were given just 1 week's notice by their landlord to vacate on the 1st of December. Socialist Party member Alex Forbes, an Amity Hostel resident, explains what is happening. "Nobody is getting any help from Merton Council. We feel left on a sinking ship. I'm a low-paid teaching assistant. I have lived here over 2 years, and paid nearly £15,000 over that time. I have lived in Merton for most of my 38 years, and grew up here. Merton Council refused to offer any help. For example, there is a vulnerable woman on the top floor with severe mental health problems, who shouts and talks to herself all day. The building has been deemed uninhabitable. Despite this, for the last 2 years, the council has been taking vulnerable people with alcoholism from the streets, and placing them here, in conditions you wouldn't put an animal in. There is a shower with its electric wires exposed. A fire door has been off for months. Another has been missing a glass pane for months. The fire brigade closed the top floor for a few weeks due to concerns after a fire. There are water and rain leaks all around the building. Bailiff. Clearly the council don't check regularly, except when a bailiff, on behalf of the council, came stamping around the corridors one morning demanding payment of a business rates debt. With a tablet device in hand, he threatened the staff on reception with taking their computers, and interrupted a TEFL English class, making it move. What a caring council, a Labour council, we have, that values money more than people. The landlord, Wallhill Limited, has done zero repairs. It's treating the building, and its vulnerable residents, as a cash cow, while waiting to build their new hotel here, which the council gave consent for last year. No extension time was offered by the landlord. And even on eviction day, there was too much stuff still here. My neighbor needed a van, for example. And nobody has been rehoused, despite all the promises from the council. The council told one resident to just move to another London borough. And another is still sleeping rough almost 1 week later. I tried going through Croydon County Court to stop the eviction date. But like the council, I was blocked from getting to who I needed to deal with. I was told to go online, phone a number, and shove paperwork through a litter box, only to be told I'd put in the wrong form,